This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, I'm thanking God for being in God, thanking God for the teaching that goes forth, just thanking God for the Sabbath day. God has given us the Sabbath day along with His commandments. And I'm just thanking God. I'm able to walk upright before God, present a life to God that God is pleased with. And I'm just thanking God for the teaching that we get at 425 is teaching us to respect God, to respect all men, and to do that which is pleasing in God's sight. And truly, I'm thanking God for our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about walking with God again today. We talk about walking with God every time the broadcast is alive. We're going to talk about it some more. Until then, redeemed. Thank God.
Beautiful.
Redeemed. Thank God for that number. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godcovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you to the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? When you set the laws of God out, right, most move on, because the law of God is spiritual. And man is carnal, sold under sin. So if we want to be with God, we have to be transformed. That means we have to walk with God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Hebrews 11:1. Thank God for this door of utterance. The numbers are being given out, and we wonder how many dial those numbers. But according to the scripture, the numbers are being dialed as they were prophesied. Few. Are there a few that be saved? Just a few. Many will seek and shall not be able to get in here. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Just a few people are going to be saved. So if there's just a few, I don't know why so many are scrambling to check the clouds for them to come. And it's because of ignorance. Hebrews 11:1, what does it say, Deacon?
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Everybody feels they have faith in God. So I believe God exists. That's not having faith in God, to believe he exists. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I begin to think about that. Faith starts when you are just about born. What do we go to school for? Hope to get education. So from day one, we go hoping to get good grades. Most of us, right? That's faith. But you don't hope to get good grades and don't bring any homework home. Or you don't hope to get good grades and you in the class running your mouth. But if you're quiet and you're attentive, you're giving the things of substance, because you're looking to gain something. And if you're looking to gain something, you got to give something, right? It's substance. Yes. Now, in other words, you can have faith to believe you can swim from here to the canal or whatever. But if you don't go in there with swim trunks and the right equipment, your faith is really null. You really ain't got no faith. Or you have faith with ignorance. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. What?
The evidence of things not seen.
In other words, I want to be a doctor, but I'm not one now, but the evidence I want to be one, because I got books and I'm studying, I'm applying myself, right? Mm-hmm. How plain is that? What? For by it,
the elders obtained a good report.
So in other words, God's saying, all of those before us, it's all about having a good report that God is pleased with. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Seventh verse says what?
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen.
He was warned that it was going to rain. He didn't see the rain. But he believed God. He had faith because he began to build an ark. That's the substance, because I know it's coming. So if you say, I want to be a doctor, and you bring home all these books, and a lot of people do, they want to get just the funds to go, and they spend it all up on popcorn or whatever and partying. But the books catch dust. Right. Then next thing you know, the first test or two come up, they got to get ousted because they're behind. Right. All they wanted was the money. They didn't have faith they could be a doctor, but it was just a means to get a little money right. or get some attention, right? This was for real.
Yes.
God was trying to get the people's attention. But Noah had the specs, and he believed.
Yes.
Warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved what?
With fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
So in other words, if you really believe in God, start using the specs he gave us to build this ark. Because the ark we're building is us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Working with God, because we what house the Spirit of God, the commandments. You got to go according to the specs. If you don't use the specs, don't exercise the specs, the ark ain't gonna be built. Which means we're not really walking with God. Walking with God means what? Working with God. Because if you don't work, you can't build, and if you don't walk, you can't work. Right? All right. Read.
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Fifth verse, what does it say?
Fifth verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
What?
And was not found because God had translated.
Well, it's the same thing. When you began to be transformed by God, the world ain't going to find you appealing anymore. There's going to be a separation.
Yes.
There was a separation. That was the parable. Because he translated him, the world couldn't find him. And when you begin to live for God, they can't find you either. They don't, so who are you? You're different now because you've been translated, transformed. Isn't that beautiful? What?
For before his translation, he had this testimony.
What?
That he pleased God.
Isn't that beautiful? Five, Genesis. Let's go there. Genesis 5 and 24. We want to walk with God. We have to please God. Doing the things that please God is walking with him. And doing the things that please God is being workers together with God. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 5:21 says what?
21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
And Enoch walked with God after he began.
Now he
Methuselah.
Got saved then. After he got Methuselah, he got saved. He was 65 years old when he was born again.
All right.
Because that's what it says. Right?
Yes.
And after he got Methuselah, he began to walk with God. What?
Yes. And after he begat Methuselah 300 years. And begat sons and daughters.
What?
Daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
So he lived 300 years for God. And what happened?
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Same thing. When you're walking with God,
yes.
People don't consider you. Well, you know what? We thought that you all was, you know, holy and everything, but now y'all don't even have Christmas with us. We can't do nothing with you. Can't find us. Because God is separating us more and more from the world. Can't find God's people because we've been translated. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read Hebrews 11 and 6. Let's go back there again. So people say, why you do this and why you do that? Because we've been translated. We've been transformed. God took us from one nation and made us another nation. Isn't that beautiful? The way it is. One nation, another nation. Is that beautiful? 11 and 6 says what?
But Hebrew. Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Mm-hmm.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
What?
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently.
So people come to God, they want things from God. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Everything they want, but they don't want to know what pleases God. What is God asking for us to do? Because the story most people are told, well, God is trying to tell you, you're nothing. You can't be nothing, and you need the blood to cleanse you, and you can't do it, the blood do it.
Yeah.
Don't think you're going to live another life. You're going to always be nothing, but you have to be covered with the blood. We got the blood over here. It'll cover you. That's the only vision they got. What we read? Thank God. What we read?
Seven, Pastor?
Read.
By faith, Noah, being warned
No, 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 no. Six is what you read, 11 and 6.
Yes.
Hebrews 11:6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is,
mm-hmm.
and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently
Let's go to Amos 3 and 3. Right. Now, people come to God, but when you begin to tell them what's required, a little agreement problem come up.
Yes.
How you going to live for God you don't agree with the specs he give you to build a house? You're going to figure out your own specs. Or you're going to get your own way. It don't work like that. 3 and 3 says what?
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
So how do we know what God agrees with God? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How? And it, he said, he that hath them and keepeth, that's the one that loved me.
Yes.
That's the specs.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Can two walk together except they be agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 John 5. And 7. Let's see how many agree with this. Now, this is scripture. Now, I don't know why anybody wouldn't agree with the scripture. And if you don't agree with the scripture, the way it's being interpreted, show me another scripture that will bring forth your interpretation.
Right.
But this is very clear to me. 1 John 5 and 7 says what?
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are
now, wait a minute. They say there's a Trinity.
That's what they say.
They is the world, but the scripture says they're one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't make a Trinity out of, you know, this one.
Right.
It's one.
Right.
So I can say they two shall be one flesh. You can't make it three or four if it's one.
Right.
Now, we're supposed to all be one in Christ Jesus, right? That's the secret. That's the wisdom. But anyway, read.
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
What?
The Spirit and the water and the blood.
Now, if you got the Spirit of God and you say you've been washed in the water, which is his word, washed in the blood, what?
And these three agree in one.
So we agree in one. That means we agree in the Word, the Holy Ghost, and we agree in the Father.
Yes.
St. John 12:49. This is walking with God. You agree with what God has given and what God is doing.
Yes.
St. John 12:49, what does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
Wait a minute. How come they don't agree with that? And you got the Spirit of God. I got the Holy Ghost. That went fire. And the Father's consuming fire, but you don't agree with he's the Father, the Word. What did it say again?
It says, I have not spoken of myself.
What?
But the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
What?
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Well, wait a minute now. But the so-called Christian teaching is, well, you know, the commandments was done away with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the scripture says, where we go? Let's go back to 1 John 5. Thank God. It says, the witness of God is greater than the witness of man.
Mm-hmm.
5.
And 9.
And 9 says what?
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
It's greater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the witness of God said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak.
All right.
And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, whatever.
Uh-huh.
What do you say? For I have not spoken myself.
It says, whatever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
In other words, he's speaking as the oracles of God.
Yes.
And everything we speak is in line with the commandments.
Yes.
So when we're talking about rest, we're talking about the seventh day, not the first day.
Right.
And you're talking about holiness, not just a day, but every living holy. So that you can keep the Sabbath holy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's a different interpretation than what most Christians interpret.
Yes.
Go back to, where were we reading? 1 John 5 and 7. Read that again. 5 and 7.
For there are three.
Mm-hmm.
That bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are
so
one.
We've read in First John. I write a new commandment, but an old commandment, which you've had from the beginning. The old commandment is the Word. If the old commandment is the Word, and they say, well, the commandment's done away with, that means the Word's done away with. How plain is that?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And when you're walking with God, you should understand that.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
Because the thing that pleases God is to promote the commandments, not to say they're done away with.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
What?
The Spirit and the
water. I've been washed in the blood, but you got the spirit to run around kicking off shoes. But as soon as you see the commandments, you're ready to walk out. Right. Where's my shoe? I kicked it somewhere. I'm getting out of here. Because you see the commandment, that's the word. That's when you want to really kind of sit down. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Commandments stop all kind of gods and kings and peoples. And yet when you see the commandment, you say it was done away with. The commandment only showed power. It said to as many as received him, to them gave he power. So if you don't receive the word, you don't have no power. That's the commandments. They don't know that. That's why this broadcast is going forth.
All right.
And this is probably why there's only one or two viewers. Because the Lord said there ain't going to be many.
All right?
Right? Read.
Yes. The spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree.
They agree in one.
Mm-hmm.
St. John. No. First John.
Mm-hmm.
No. Genesis 6 and 9. Let's go there.
Yes. Beautiful.
I have so many scriptures here.
Beautiful.
So that means that you get a... spend time here.
Yes.
This is not a fly-by-night
kind
of doctrine. You get to sit down and be taught.
Yes.
And when you learn this doctrine, you get to put away your old thoughts.
Right.
They don't work here.
All right. No, they don't.
Don't work with God's word. Wherever it's being preached, your own thoughts don't work.
All right.
6 and 9 says what? Genesis.
These are the generations of Noah.
What?
Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God.
He walked with God just like Enoch. Yeah. So, well, why did he take Noah? He did take Noah. He took him out of the world.
Yes.
He takes you and I out of here too. When your life is being transformed. Let's go to Luke 1 and 5. Let's go there.
Yes.
Knowledge is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
And it's even more when you use it.
Yes.
Luke 1 and 5.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea,
mm-hmm.
a certain priest named Zacharias
mm-hmm.
of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
What?
And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments.
Wait a minute. Well, I thought the Christian teaching was, well, could nobody keep them commandments? God knew that. Witness of God is greater.
Yes, yes it is.
The Holy Ghost said that they were both walking all the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what he gave Adam in the garden, the commandments.
Yeah.
Command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
Command, same thing today,
yes.
not to have gods before you. Graven image, and on and on and on. It can be done.
Yes.
Read.
Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless.
What?
And they had no child.
No, that's good enough. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 25. Let's go there. Thank God. I know it's not one of these, it's not a jumping and shouting kind of thing.
Yes, it is.
It's never too much jumping and shouting over commandments. The only time you're going to probably jump and shout over these commandments unless you've literally been taken out of Egypt. You'll jump and shout also when you literally take the things out of your life. But if it ain't taken out of your life, you ain't going to be doing too much jumping and shouting. Even then, it's tempest and everything.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We don't put on shows around here. You know what I mean? 6 and 25.
And it shall be our righteousness
what?
If we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our
Isn't
God.
Beautiful?
As
Everywhere hath. You turn, because the commandments is the word. That's what it is. Why is not the people aware of this? Because of carnality
mm-hmm.
and because they don't have a teaching priest.
Yes.
Let's go to 10 and 12, Deuteronomy.
Yes.
This is when you're walking with God, when you're keeping his commandments.
Yes.
And you're walking in his ways, you're walking
mm-hmm.
with God. 10 and 12, Deuteronomy.
And now Israel,
what
doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God and to walk in all
so
of his
So when we're
ways.
Walking in all of his ways, taking on all of his attributes,
Beautiful.
Walking with God. I'm with God. Do I'm gonna take friends. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna fellowship. I'm gonna do this.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm not going down there buying turkeys this week.
Turkey.
Lines are too long.
Uh-huh.
Wisdom.
Right.
If you did, ain't no sin. Yeah, we'll go out this past our saw Sister V out there buy a turkey. It's the spirit of what I'm talking about. We don't have no watch on people trying to make sure. You take somebody with you. Come on. We're just talking about his way, right? And when you use his way, you benefit. We grow. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
To walk in all his ways and to love him
mm-hmm.
and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Maybe
and
so
with all
even
thy
though
soul.
We're living for God, you got to serve him with all of our heart. We got to put some effort in it.
Yes.
Oomph.
Yes.
I'm going to be able to feel it, right?
Yes. That's right.
What?
To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, mm-hmm. which I command thee this day for thy good.
Isn't that beautiful? For thy good.
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 17 and 1.
All right, Pastor.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank
yes.
God for Father Abraham.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're kind of carnal, you don't like to say that too much. Father Abraham. Get scared to say it out in public. Somebody look at you and say, you know what you say? I wasn't talking to you. I was talking about Father Abraham. Thank God. Genesis 17 and 1, what does it say?
And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and
what?
Said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be
so
perfect.
If you're walking with God, we're walking for perfection.
Yes.
We're walking to be in harmony with God, to have one step with God.
That's
one mind. That beautiful? That's what we're
yes.
in here for.
Beautiful.
And we begin to see things like God sees things. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
That's how your mind is being transformed. And when your mind is transformed, the world can't make you act carnal. That means they can't find you. What the Lord said? The prince of this world cometh and find nothing in me. He couldn't find nothing. He could say, you just like me. He couldn't find that. Anyway. Okay, mm-hmm. let's go. We read Genesis 6 and let's go to, no, did you read, and the second verse too? Go
no,
ahead.
And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly.
I will multiply. In other words, I'll make my covenant with you and those that like you.
Thank God.
Walking for perfection.
Yeah.
That beautiful? Seventh verse says what?
Seven says, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation.
In their generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
That's us.
Established. Yeah. What?
For an everlasting covenant to be a God.
So if God is a God, what are we supposed to follow? The ways of the world or the ways of God?
God.
That means we walk with God. That means you're not doing things when they do things or because one feel like they should. We move by the Spirit of God. I mean that, saints. You should give as God leads you.
Yes.
Not as the world deems things or your children and friends and loved ones. The world starts all this gift giving because of your birthday and all this kind of stuff. You come to God, you come out of that world. God wants you to give what would you say, equitably. Give somebody when they deserve it. If they don't deserve it, give it when God is leading you.
Yes.
At all times. Because
yes.
God don't just give people things they don't deserve. God is not like that.
No.
And there is a time God do give you things you don't deserve. He shows love. He knows how to do that.
Yes.
But there's temperance in everything.
Yes.
And there's wisdom in everything.
Yes.
Time for everything.
Yes.
Read.
And to thy seed after thee.
Isn't that beautiful? Now let's go to Romans 9 and 4.
Beautiful.
We are a church of knowledge. And we want to stay with knowledge.
Yes.
This is what happens. Relationships get old, and you have to work to keep relationships up.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to let your belly hit the door.
No.
And expect your children or your spouse to come over and say, hi, honey, and give you a kiss. You want to get a kiss? Okay. All right, let's go. Thank God. I'm getting more of a teaching mode now. We're about ready to close. I stall. Y'all stay with us. Thank God. What are we reading?
Romans
9 and 4. Yes.
Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption?
Everybody's adopted. So we want to walk with God. We want to be adopted into the family.
Yes.
New nation now. What?
And the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law.
So who are Israelites? That's God's people.
Right.
Israelites are those that walk with God and live with God.
Yes.
And it's telling you,
mm-hmm.
that's whom pertaineth the adoption.
Right.
And the glory and the covenants, all the promises.
Mm-hmm.
It's Israel.
Yes.
So what we're going to call ourselves Christians. It's Israelites. We're Israelites,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And the giving of the law.
Mm-hmm. And the service of God and the promises.
And the promises.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 15 and 10.
All right.
Who are our Israelites?
That's right.
They're Gentiles that were adopted.
Right.
And they're God's people.
Yes.
But they're Gentiles. And They're Gentiles spiritually so, but naturally so, they are called Jews.
Yes, Pastor.
We are spiritual Jews. Naturally so, we just peoples.
Yes. Peoples.
Yeah. Okay, what are we reading?
St. John 15 and 10.
Read.
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
As I kept my Father's and abide in his love. Mm-hmm. 14 and 15 says what?
14 and 15 says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. Mm-hmm. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
Now read 21.
But all things, all these things.
No, are you reading 14, 21?
15. Oh, excuse me.
No, I said 14. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
14 and 15 first.
14 and 15. Yes, excuse me. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Now, the 21st verse says what?
Yes. He that hath my commandments and keepeth
them.
So,
they have to be a way of life with the church to keep them.
Yes.
Not have them posted, and yet your first day, your rest day is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's not keeping the commandments.
Right.
So, well, it says the seventh day, well, yeah, but that's theirs. We, ain't but one people is Israel. And it's only one word, and it's 10 precepts, and they haven't changed. Isn't that beautiful to know that? If they have changed, you're not walking with God. Read.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Mm-hmm.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
And will
manifest myself to him.
Read.
Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?
Now listen to what he's saying. That tells anybody with common sense and reasoning, if you're not keeping God's commandments, God is not manifesting himself to you.
Yes.
And neither is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are keeping them, he's going to manifest himself. And he said, how are you going to do that?
Yes.
Well, those that are not manifest don't know God. And they can't get with God. Those that weren't being manifested to were those that didn't understand the parables.
Yes.
He says, given to you to know the mysteries. Because those that didn't understand, they weren't sheep. But the sheep will understand. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, read the 21st verse. You read that, right?
Yes, Pastor.
You read down 24?
No, I didn't read the 23rd.
Third.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him.
How plain is that? You're going to keep them.
Thank God.
Aren't these the words?
Yes.
But you can't keep them if you're going to change something. That means you're not keeping them, but you're omitting something. But if you keep them like they're supposed to be, you're with God. You're walking with God.
Yes.
What?
And we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
So that would be wrong if God have commandment keepers and they tell you, so y'all don't have the Holy Ghost, but they got it. They don't keep God's commandments. You make God a liar. But if you have them, you're walking with God. Isn't that beautiful? That's just common sense. But it's not coming to those with a carnal mind because they just don't have the vision. Read.
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
Mm-hmm.
And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 5 and 9.
Yes.
Thank God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Knowledge is beautiful.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Knowledge is like that ark tapping daily.
Yes.
People passed by and saw it, kept on walking.
Yes.
And some, no doubt, built their own arks.
Yes.
But they didn't have the specs he had.
No,
they can build any house to God, but they'll have all these 10 specs. It ain't gonna work. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful?
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
The witness of God is greater.
Mm-hmm. For this is the witness of God which hath testified of his Son.
What does the 8th verse say?
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godcovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-7255. 8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you to the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.